KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 43 degrees. We're looking for cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, Council Bluffs police need your help in identifying a woman that may have valuable information regarding the murder of Adam Angroth in January of this year. Authorities are looking for a person of interest described as a white female who uses the nickname ZZ. She's between 18 and 23 years old, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, 120 pounds, with shoulder-length dark hair. The woman is a known associate of Liam Steck, who is currently being held and charged with murder in the first degree. A reward of up to $5,000 has been authorized for information regarding the identity and whereabouts of ZZ. Anyone with information is encouraged to call 712-328-STOP. That's 328-7867. All incoming calls and any subsequent reward payment will remain 100% anonymous. Two men who were allegedly trying to pick fights in Council Bluffs Monday evening were stabbed by a man who they allegedly assaulted. Council Bluffs police say just before 7 p.m. Monday, police and fire personnel were dispatched to the area of North 42nd Street and the River's Edge Parkway for a stabbing. 19-year-old Ronald Buchanan of Council Bluffs and 27-year-old Tevin Vanderpool of Omaha were both on the ground bleeding from their abdomens. Medics transported both to a trauma center in Omaha for treatment. Each was found to have received one puncture wound. Buchanan was in stable condition and Vanderpool was in critical condition at last report. Officers were quickly able to determine that their alleged target, 27-year-old Andrew Peckes of Council Bluffs, who was still at the scene, had stabbed both Buchanan and Vanderpool. Peckes, who was treated at a Council Bluffs hospital for facial injuries, was released after being interviewed by detectives. He told them that after he left work in downtown Omaha, he was walking to his Council Bluffs home, crossing the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge. While on the bridge, Peckes noticed Buchanan and Vanderpool on the bridge as well. He said the two men were being loud and aggressive and attempting to start fights with other people on the bridge. As Peckes walked past them, Buchanan and Vanderpool reportedly made derogatory comments directed at him. Peckes stated that he did not respond to the comments and continued to walk eastward across the bridge. Buchanan and Vanderpool followed Peckes, and as he neared the bottom of the bridge on the Iowa side, Buchanan and Vanderpool began to assault Peckes, repeatedly punching him in the face and pulling on his clothing. While he was being attacked, Peckes was able to pull out a small folding pocket knife that he was carrying in his pocket and stabbed both Buchanan and Vanderpool one time each in their abdomens. Several witnesses in the area gave statements that indicated they saw Buchanan and Vanderpool assaulting Peckes, with Peckes eventually swinging back at them to protect himself. The witnesses did not realize that Peckes had a knife in his possession until after both Vanderpool and Buchanan were laying on the ground bleeding. The case remains under investigation, but authorities say preliminary indications are that Peckes was acting in self-defense when he used his pocket knife to fend off Buchanan and Vanderpool. The Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office has been consulted, and at this time, authorities anticipate requesting arrest warrants for Buchanan and Vanderpool, charging each of them with assault. Detectives are interested in speaking with any other citizens who are on or near the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge Monday evening who may have witnessed anything relevant to the case. You're asked to call 712-328-4728 if you have any information to share. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning at 9 o'clock in the Greenfield City Hall Meeting Room. On their agenda is the setting of a public hearing for a fiscal year 2019 budget amendment and discussion with regard to tax increment financing and the urban renewal plan. The county engineer will present his weekly reports, and the board will review and act on a manure management plan, a change to the courtyard use permit, cancellation of the Sirwak Grid project, and discussion pertaining to the secondary roads union contract. In our funeral announcements, Dale Fazer, age 66 of Avoca, died Saturday. Memorial services for Dale Fazer will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kenny Lehman, age 78 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Kenny Lehman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Norma Winders, age 92 of Greenfield, died Friday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Norma Winders will be this Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Clara Bledsoe, age 89 of Glenwood, died February 26th. Celebration of life services for Clara Bledsoe will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Loa Benton, age 101 of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Memorial services for Loa Benton will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Jaquetta Barclay, age 88, of West Des Moines, a 1948 Wyota High School graduate, died April 24th. A mass of Christian burial for Jaquetta Barclay will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Teresa Catholic Church in Des Moines. Isles Westover Funeral Home has the arrangements. Captain Jeanette LaFoy, age 45, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Audubon, died April 1st. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Captain Jeanette LaFoy will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Gloria Stigman Faulkner, age 70, of Greenfield and formerly of Esterville, died April 25th in Greenfield. Private family services will be held for Gloria Faulkner. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Hilmer Eugene Mathis, age 90, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Services for Hilmer Mathis are currently pending. The Reagan Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And Helen Longstreth, age 83, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, died Sunday. Services for Helen Longstreth are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.